With the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. This is the year that gives new meaning to what's age-appropriate for many baby boomers. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. This is the year many of us boomers qualify for this thing called early retirement. Please note that the operative word is qualify. It's not that everyone's planning to do it. It just marks another milestone that has meaning for the 79 million of us born between 1946 and 1984. To take or not take early retirement requires going through a process before you decide to access any money that's earmarked to pay for your future needs. That process was hopefully your mindset even before the current financial chaos that caught all of us looking like deer trapped in the headlights. Since every potential retiree's circumstances are different, it's important to calculate the money break-even point for collecting benefits early rather than waiting until full retirement age. Full retirement age, by the way, is steadily moving beyond the previous age 65 threshold. 60% of workers here in the U.S. are electing to take age 62 early retirement from Social Security, according to the Social Security Administration, even though that decision permanently reduces the amount of eligible benefits. Women have additional considerations. Many of us will spend 20 to 30 years or more in retirement because our life expectancies are longer than men's. At age 62, men can expect to live to age 79 and a half and women to age 83 and a half. So if you're a woman in good health and have a family history of longevity, you could benefit from not taking early retirement. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.